So once again, feel your seat on the chair, your feet on the floor. The physicality of being in this body, in this place, at this time. The flesh and the bones and the teeth of what make you physically you. Really focus in on those. Send your roots down again. From the flat of your feet, from your seat, or if you're lying down, from your heels, your hips, your shoulders, the back of your head. Whatever is in contact with the earth, send roots down from there, through the topsoil, through the subsoil, through the rock layers, through the magma layers, and into the white, hot, molten metal at the heart of the earth. With all of that, have a sense of connecting to the living earth. The topsoil is magnificently alive. One teaspoon of topsoil allegedly has more bacteria than all of the stars in all of the galaxies of all of the universe, which is quite a big number. But even within that, the earth moves. The earth has its own lifespan. And ours is shorter. And all that we are comes from the earth. The physicality of our being, the flesh and the bones and the teeth, the atoms of our being, were first atoms of the earth. So really connect with that and have a sense of it. And then, bring your awareness to the edge place where your skin meets the air and the air meets your skin. That place where the physicality of your being meets the rest of the all that is. The boundary of who you are as you move through space and time. Feel that edge place. And then bring your awareness to that tiny bit of skin where the base of your nose meets your upper lip. And follow a breath all the way in and all the way out. And then follow the next breath. In as it goes cold at the back of your throat, and then all the way down as your ribs move out and down and your diaphragm sinks. And follow it up and out as your ribs spring up and in and your diaphragm rises. And then, with your body grounded and boundaried and breathing, bring your imaginal self up and out through time and space, where it is not constrained. And bring yourself to the place where you would most like to be at the moment of death, the landscape that we've previously imagined. Anchor yourself here with as many of the senses as you can manage. Start with touch. Can you feel the earth beneath you? Have you a sense, if you're leaning back against a tree, of its solidity? How rough is the bark or how smooth? How high is the tree? How wide? How deep do its roots go? If you're near a body of water, how wide is it? How far does it stretch? Can you smell it? Can you taste it on the air? And then look around you. What time of year is it? What time of day? Or is it nighttime? Can you see the moon? What phase of the moon? Can you see the stars? What hemisphere are you in? And then bring in sound. Can you hear the wash of the waves on the beach or the rustle of leaves in a tree? Can you hear birds? Can you hear things rustling as they live and die in the area around you? And if you touch your fingers down to whatever is next to you and lift them to your lips, what can you taste? And then bring yourself back to your awareness of you, being in this place at the time of your death. These are your last breaths. Very soon now, you will step across the threshold into whatever comes next. How do you feel? What are you carrying with you? What are you carrying with you? What will be a relief to let go of? Tax forms. Other forms of administration. Perhaps the whole weight of climate change and the whole biodiversity crisis and the feeling that we have to fix it. Is that something that weighs you down, that you would be relieved to let go of? What other things are you carrying that you can leave on the living side of the veil as you prepare to step across? And what are you glad to have left? What will let you walk lighter as you walk without it? You can experiment with these things, because some we think we ought to carry, and some we want to carry, and some are so integral to who we are that we don't want to let them go. What comes to the top of your awareness, without judgment, look at it, weigh it, set it down, and see how you feel. What is there too that you have left unfinished that actually could do with a bit more time? And it may be that some of these things are the same. The biodiversity crisis, finishing the book, finishing a project that might make a difference, that is both a weight and unfinished business. Or perhaps there are just things that are left unfinished. What comes to the surface of your mind now, view it without judgment and see how does it feel to know that you're leaving this now and stepping away. And then, you are at the threshold now, at the veil and ready to move across. Take in a long, long breath, as if it were your last. And when you breathe out, let your imaginal self step forward across an imaginary line, leaving everything behind that you don't need to carry or you can't carry. Your body, your blood, your teeth, the flesh and the bones of being. Perhaps there are feelings and beliefs that belonged only in this life. Tasks done and undone, burdens carried and let go, joys held and released, terrors embraced and released, grief surging through and let go. As you stand new and fresh on the other side of the veil, What is the essence of yourself that moves forward? What is it that could carry from one life to the next if these things happen? What is it that possibly came in and has been the single thread through all of your life until now? The thing that gave you the textures that made you unique. If you were to carry this texture, this essence of self, into another life, within the boundaries of this time and this place, on this planet, in this epoch, what would be the things that would mark you out so that those who had known you before would know you again? What would you want to carry forward? And if this essence of self were perhaps to join with the all that is, with no boundaries, merging, and yet bringing the single tone, or the song, or the colour, or the texture that is you, what tone or song or colour or texture do you bring to the all that is uniquely of you? And if that essence of yourself, outside of time and space, had a gift or a thought or a message or an idea for the you that is still alive, what comes to mind first? Has that gift or that thought or that message or that idea? What would your eternal self say now to the you who has still the flesh and the bones and the teeth of this life? One piece of guidance, one piece of encouragement, one piece of compassion, one gift. What would it be? And then, because we are still, in the physicality of this body. Bring your imaginal self back across the veil to sit or lie or stand once again in your perfect death place, at the perfect time, on the perfect day. And look around you at the landscape and at all the life around, and thank it for the gift of being, for the gift of holding you on this journey. If there's a tree, thank its roots, its trunk, its height, its majesty and its strength. If there's a body of water, thank it for the flow, for the ease, for the beauty, for the power. Whatever your landscape, thank it for being. And then, with clear intent, bring yourself back through time and space to the time and place where your body is waiting, your living body, the one that we left grounded and boundaried and breathing. Take in a breath, follow it all the way in and all the way out. Feel the edge place where your skin meets the air and the air meets your skin. Where the physicality of yourself meets the all that is. And then feel your physical body. Your feet on the floor, your seat on the chair, your back against the floor if you're lying down. Reconnect with the roots that we made at the beginning, down into the heart of the earth. Reconnect with the living body of the earth, so that your life and its life are united. And then roll your shoulders, move your fingers, move your toes, and very slowly, with a very soft gaze, open your eyes and look around the room to anchor yourself back in this time and this place.